presence. I need to know your will. Fill me now with more of you. Oh, I need to see your glory. I want to know your will. So would you please come and fill this place? Fresh oil from you, cover my life with your dew, rain down refreshing anew from above. I need your presence today, please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me, make me more and more like Jesus. Have your way in me, so that the world may see you are the porter, I am just the clay. So mold me and shape me into what you want me to be, and I'll be changed from glory into glory. 'Cause I need fresh oil from you. Cover my life with your dew. Rain down refreshing anew from above. And I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me, make me more and more like Jesus. 'Cause I need fresh oil from you. Cover my life with your dew. Rain down refreshing anew from above. And I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me, make me more and more like Jesus. Have your way in me, so that the world may see you are the porter, I am just the clay. So mold me and shape me completely into what you want me to be, and I'll be changed from glory into glory. Oh, I need fresh oil. Bring down refreshing anew from above. I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me, make me more and more like Jesus. I need fresh oil with you. Cover my life with the dew. Rain down refreshing anew from above. And I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me, make me more and more like Jesus. Oh, shower down your rain upon me, make me more and more like Jesus. Shower down your rain upon me, make me more and more like Jesus Christ.
For the word of God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you for tonight. Give you praise, give you glory. Lift up your hand and just pray. Begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. Marco Toro Brakabashama. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Ask God to touch you tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Mandori Abashikata Baba Sadabai. In the name of the Lord. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Kibo Solaba Shikaya. Pray that you receive His Spirit tonight. You'll be touched tonight. Pray that you not be the same again as you came. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We need the oil. We need your presence. We need the anointing, Holy Spirit. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us take our seats for our stirring service tonight. When the Lord shall come to stir up the waters, and when the Lord shall pour His Spirit on us, and when the Lord shall come to change our situations and make impossible things possible for our lives, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Exodus chapter 25. Exodus chapter 25. We want to read from verse 1. Exodus chapter 25. Want to read from verse 1. And the Lord speak unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they may bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. You shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them: gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and ram skin and ram skins dyed red and badger skins and shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense. Hallelujah. Amen. Oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense. Exodus 27:20. And thou shalt command the children of Israel, that they bring thee pure oil, olive beaten, pure oil, olive beaten for the light, pure oil, olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always, to cause the lamp to burn always. Your lamp will always burn. You never lack oil for the lamp to burn. Leviticus 24:1-2. And the Lord speak unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, that they bring thee pure oil, again, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn what? To burn always, to burn continually. You should continually have your lamp burning. Amen. So that you have light. Exodus 35:28. And spice
oil for the light, and spice and oil for the light, and for the anointing, and for the sweet incense. So this evening, we are talking about oil for light. Hallelujah. We are talking about oil for light. Light stands for directions. Light stands for directions. And in this world, you need directions. Directions to take decisions. Directions to go places. Directions for whatever and anything that you are doing. You need directions. Hallelujah. That means that for you not to lose your way, as the Bible says, that light must burn continually and must burn always. So you always have oil for your light. In other words, you always have directions for your life. You always have directions for your life. Many of us have missed our way in so many things because of a wrong turn we made. Some wrong turns we made in making decisions. We did not seek for direction. Hallelujah. And you know that in this world there are so many things we don't know because we are humans. We are humans. Sometimes you may be taking a decision today, but you may not know what will be in it for the next 10 years. You get it? So your decision making today is based on what you know now. But if you have directions from God, your decision will be made that will affect, taking into consideration what is to come 10 years time. Hallelujah. That is why God said, bring the oil so that your light will burn. You always have directions for your life. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And light is for what? Directions. So if you have Jesus, if you follow Jesus, you are actually following proper directions. Which means that even the words that Jesus has told you, they are directions for your life. Directions to take you to your destination. Hallelujah. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Many are walking in darkness because they are not following Jesus. And the darkness that Bible is talking about is not like night darkness or some doomsday type of darkness. You can be walking in a lighted place and yet you are in darkness. And yet you are in darkness. And also, you can be walking in darkness and yet you can see. Even the American soldiers in these days, modern, I mean, they have this night vision goggles that they wear. You will see that they will be walking in the bushes in the night and yet they can see everything. So both of you are walking in the night. Both of you are in the darkness. But someone can see you because of what the person is wearing. May your night vision equipment work in the name of Jesus. We are all walking in this world. But we have night vision equipment that we are wearing that makes us see things, that makes us see beyond. Do you know that there are some machines right now, if they put it on you, we can see your heart beating. It can see it through you. We see your heart beating like that. Some time ago, I said that I wanted to check something about me. I like those things. So they said that they will put something into my mouth, through my mouth, and then I will see on a screen the things that will be happening in me. Hey! Khaled! The only thing that they couldn't do it because I didn't see how they were going to push that thing through. They will push it and I'll remove it. They will push it and I'll remove it. As I said, they said it won't work. So we didn't do it. But at least I saw small of something. It wasn't an easy thing at all. Hey, I never stepped again. They said with another. I didn't go there again at all. So, and then I know someone who had done it twice. And so the person was like, this once you couldn't do it. I've done it twice. How did you manage to do it? To have something put in your through your mouth where you throat and you swallow it and you hey. And it is not a fufu or rice or something like that. It's something plasticish. I said no, this one I can do all things but not this one. What is there must be there. It's okay. But what I'm saying is that those things can see beyond what the normal eyes can see. They can see beyond what the normal eye can see. Do you get it? No, there was not even anything. I just wanted to go and see. Yes. So if I see what the normal eye can see, amen. Sometimes you just have to see things for yourself. Especially if you are a pastor so that you can preach. Hallelujah. Bible says that you will not walk in darkness, and from today you are not going to walk in darkness concerning your business, your marriage, your home, any decision you want to make. It will not be in darkness in Jesus' name. But you shall have light for your life. So you realize that we need light for directions. And your life also needs light. And both of them are fueled by the oil. Both of them are fueled by the oil. So when the oil is there, it means direction should be burning. You always be burning so you can always see clear. Sometimes you see things but they are not clear. Isn't it? It means that the oil is not burning too well. Even so that you have car light. And you put a light on, see your light that becomes very old. If you put on, you can't see anything. Meanwhile, it's supposed to be a car light. Then you put on your highlight, the highlight becomes like the normal light. Hey! May your light not be dim in the name of Jesus. So, your life needs direction. Hallelujah. And this direction is for your life. It will show you where to go, what to do, even who to be with. Who to be with at certain times of your life, what to accept. Because I need everything you should accept. It's not everywhere you should go. It's not everywhere you should go. It's not everybody you should walk with. So when you have direction, you know what to accept and what not to accept. Some of you have accepted some gift you shouldn't have accepted. Ever since you accepted that gift, the man has always been calling you. It's like it suddenly became a connection. And you can't say no because I accepted a gift from the devil. Hey. With conditions attached. You need direction to know what to flow with. So that not every flow you flow with. Yes. So everything depends on good directions. And we all need directions which comes with the light that we need. Hallelujah. Now the Holy Spirit, you see, can be taken as the oil for your life. The Holy Spirit. So when you take the Holy Spirit as the oil for your life, that oil you are getting will bring you directions. The Holy Spirit as the oil. And the Holy Spirit is the oil, isn't it? It's the anointing. So when you take the Holy Spirit as anointing for your life, you are always going to get proper directions. The Holy Spirit is God. As you are here, do you know that the Holy Spirit knows about tomorrow? The Holy Spirit knows about what is going to happen in the next 2 hours. So that when it is directing you, you don't see and yet you don't get into any problems. Because it's directing you. Hallelujah. How many of you are going to ask God for oil so that your lamp will never stop burning? Look at the story of the 10 virgins. When their oil got finished, it's like they were disallowed from going to the banquet. Amen. We are receiving oil. Some of you are about to take some decisions. You see, we have already taken some wrong turnings before because we didn't get directions for our lives. One day I was driving, going somewhere. And I was going, I got to a point, I realized that no. I have missed the turning. Hey! I was supposed to turn towards Schaffhausen. Meanwhile, I was going somewhere else. I was completely lost. But somehow, something indicated to us that no, we have missed our way. So we thank. May God be merciful to you tonight. All those who have missed your way in some decisions and some directions and some contracts and some things that you did, may God be merciful to you and give you the anointing to turn back on track in the name of Jesus. We thank. And we ask for directions. And then by the grace of God, even though we're late, but we've got to where we're going to. By yours, it's going to be said that you will still not be late in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward. Recently something happened and I told myself, how did I miss this thing? And I realized that I missed something for almost, if you can, about 3 years. And I said, I missed that direction. Hey. So don't miss any direction in Jesus' name. Joel chapter 2 verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. My spirit, the anointing, the light, to give light. You get it? But the anointing must keep burning. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. You see, prophecy is a kind of light that comes your way. It's like you are going to do something and anointing comes on somebody and say that, thou said the Spirit of the Lord. You get it? And gives you some kind of direction into the future, into the decision you are going to make. You see, I will pour my spirit when it comes, it will give directions through prophecies. Your old men shall dream dreams. Directional dreams. Hey! I had a dream. In the dream, God delivered me from death. Spirit of God came on me as I was sleeping. The oil was burning. Hey! And as the oil was burning, and I was sleeping and I had a dream. When I had a dream, I was somewhere in another country, but the bishop had come to visit me. Hey! So when I saw him in the dream, I think the dream became a reality or whatever. So I got up to say, hey, welcome! And the getting up became a reality. So I got up in reality. When I got up, you know what I saw? I saw a white man standing on top of my bed. Hey! And as soon as I say, hey, I say, hey, bishop, but I'm sure the sun was like, hey! And the person took to his heels and fled. Later, we went, we saw food, the shoe prints and everything. And as the person was running, I saw this working tools in a belt. You could see pliers, you could see this. I am sure some Nazi racist had come to kill me in my sleep. But God directed my steps and woke me up from my sleep. Hey! Because the oil was burning. And then the dream came for direction. The dream came for direction. Physical. Boom, like that, the man ran. So, wow. He was coming to kill me. They would have come to find me in a pool of blood. And they would not have known what happened. But the Lord directed me. Hallelujah. Light for the oil. Hallelujah. And your young men shall see visions. Visions. Visions and dreams are for directions. They bring light on our way. People have called and told me visions and dreams about the church. And many times they have brought directions to the church. Sometimes even what to pray about, what to do, what to say, what not to say. They have brought directions. So you see, when your oil is burning, don't take your dreams and visions for granted. Don't take them for granted at all. That is why you have to pray in tongues. Because you had a dream, you didn't understand it, but there's a reason and the meaning for the dream. That is why sometimes when people tell me dreams and visions, I can't really understand. I say, you pray in tongues about it. Just pray for directions. Because direction have come. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is a bringer of light, bringer of direction. It guides us. Hallelujah. It leads us as to where to go and what to do. And that's why we must always make sure that the oil is burning. In other words, the Holy Spirit is with us. But do you know the Holy Spirit can leave you? Yeah. The Holy Spirit can leave you. Hey. You can do some things. You will suck the Holy Spirit from your life. And your light will stop burning. No directions will come. Luke 4:1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit. It means he was directed because the light was burning. There was oil burning. Hallelujah. So he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Hey, look, there are certain things in life. If you don't really get direction from God to follow, you will never do. And you also see that there are some things that you have to do. No matter how hard it is part of God's plan for your life. That is why you need directions from God. Because ordinarily you will not do it. Who will want to be led into the wilderness? Who will want to be led into the wilderness? You want to go to places where there are people. But the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. You see, it is not where you are, but being where you have to be at the time God wants you to be there. That is what is important. So that you can, you may be in the village, you may be in town, you may be in the wilderness, but if it is God who directed you there, you will prosper and you will succeed. And you will never be thirsty. Because it's God who directed you there. So people may see you in a difficult place. People may see you doing difficult things and very wild things. And yet you are prospering. You are doing well because you were directed there. You were directed. And then you have some supernatural encounters. Are you here with me? That's why your oil must be burning. Always. Amen. Let us read Matthew chapter 1. We'll use this one for today. Continue next week. That we need directions. Some of you, there's some job waiting for you. You just need some light to throw that direction. Say, look, to be directed. To be directed. I see some directions taking place in the realm of the spirit in the name of Jesus. Hey, you said there's no job like that in the world. You wait and see. God is taking you there. He's holding you by the hand like that as your oil is burning and say, look, sit here, start working here. And you just do it. Amen. Light for direction. Let's take our seats and let's see how a man received directions from the Holy Spirit in a certain situation. And this man is Joseph, if you want to know. You get it. Now, Bible says, now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. That's why sometimes when people are married before and they are divorcing and they are washing their dirty linen in public, I get confused. Because something that you have entered before, something that you have enjoyed before, if today you have a problem, why do you have to say all sort of things about it? Just do away with it. You don't need to talk. You don't need to talk. Just let it go. And that was Joseph. He didn't think that, well, it's a bad situation, but what do I gain in disgracing her? At all, I've loved her before. So what do I gain in disgracing her? Do you get it? Sometimes you go for recently, or sometimes you have married couples have problems, and you see that as you are solving the issue, one person wants to say something to disgrace the other, so that you will see why he or she is behaving the way it's behaving. So recently I was with somebody, and as the other person was disgracing the other, saying all those things, and I came back to the main issues. I said, let's deal with the main issues. So when we finished and we're going, one of the brothers was asking, so this thing that he or she said, what do you think? I said, look, as soon as he or she decided to disgrace him, I closed my mind. All the things he she thought was saying to disgrace the other, at that point ashamed of God. I realized that it is irrelevant. It is irrelevant. It was only intended by a jealous wife or an angry husband to add some spices to her case or his case. And that... That's all. Some spices to the case. And what the person was saying was an old thing that happened some time ago that they have solved it all. But she or him or she wanted me to know that the person has done this before. So that just in case I'm taking this, I will know that the person has done this before. And so she will. But Joseph, he didn't want to put her to shame. Just want to put her away quietly, privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Some of you are thinking about some things, what to do, where to go. May the angel of the Lord appear to you and give you direction in Jesus' name. Tonight is about dreams and visions and word of knowledge and words of wisdom for our life and for direction in Jesus' name. Opening of our eyes. And the Bible says, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Hallelujah. Now what is happening here? Joseph was receiving directions for life, oil for light. He was receiving directions in a difficult situation. Very, very difficult situation. He was receiving directions for life. And let's see from this account some of the directions Joseph received. If we don't finish, we'll continue another time. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Joseph received light for who to marry. Yes, because at the end of the day, I'll say in the verse 21, and then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Hallelujah. So in the midst of all the confusion, God still gave him directions, light for who to marry. And let me tell you something, who you marry, it's a very, very, very important thing. You see, because sometimes when you're going to get married as man, as I remember, as man, you look at certain things. Hey! Human being! You look at certain things. You have some things that attract you. Hey! Big hips!
face. You have seven, but you see, it is very, 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 you see, marriage, you see, it's marriage is more important than the work you choose to do. Because you can have a very good work, but if your marriage is not working, that work will become like, you'll be, you smell pepper. Hallelujah. So you need light to know who to marry, because certain things can come in to confuse you. Hallelujah. And you can see that even for Joseph at that time, even though he had set his eyes on Mary, but certain things have now come in to confuse him. Certain things he wouldn't want to have in life. He wouldn't want to have anything to do with. I mean, for instance, you have told yourself, I would never marry a woman who has one child. Carry one. Hey! Meanwhile! That is what God has for you. But without directions, you will never see. Because you have said that you won't marry a woman. Hallelujah. Like that. So you should pray for the Holy Spirit to lead you as to who to marry. Because sometimes it can become a fight. Because sometimes you can even say that I have to marry this person. And then you are being a bit confused, then I would rather marry this person. You are a bit confused. Maybe you may even hear something about the person. But that is the person you have to marry. That's the person that you have to marry. That is why you need light. Hallelujah. You need light. Hallelujah. Joseph also received light on what to accept. Accept. You see, many times God's direction, guidance to accept certain things may not be ideal for your life, but you have to accept it. You may not have what you have wanted to be ideal for your life, but if God is directing you, and when you reject that thing, what you are doing, you are rejecting your entire future and your entire life. Yes. But that's what God wants for you. That's what God does. But you don't want it because of certain things around it. The package with it, it came in a certain package. Not attractive, or with some problems wrapped with something. Hey. So you can easily by rejecting it, you're rejecting your entire future. Some of you, your future was rejected long ago by you. But today, mercy is coming for redirection in the name of Jesus. Hey. Because you see that Joseph accepted to marry a woman who has already been impregnated. Hey! Look, you can ask any man here that you are going to propose to your beloved, you are going to get married to your beloved. Ah, for fun. You are going to marry your beloved. And then your beloved tells you that I am pregnant for 8 months. No, 8 months you see. I'm pregnant for 3 months. I mean, you propose and you've been with her. You have been with her for 1 year. You haven't done anything with her. You have taken the counseling in the church, virgin beloved. You have taken the counseling in the church, everything. You don't do this, you don't do that, don't touch, don't move, don't do all those things. And you have not done all those things. Then one day, as you are going to survive, holding your hands together, walking and that, and then, bless oh, Joe. Rajo, I have something to tell you. Hey! Then Joe says, oh, don't say. I know, because as far as Joe feels, as you are going to start, so Joe, you dear, I've never seen a man like you. You are so wonderful. So Joe says, oh, don't say it. So no, say Joe, this one I have to tell you. Joe says, okay, you know when we get there, say it. So Joe waited for them to get there, ordered the food and everything, and Joe prayed, and Joe said, now May, sweet May, now tell me what you were going to tell me. Hey! Baby May, talk to me, baby May. Hey. So Joseph had put the fork in the chicken. He has cut and he was putting his mouth. Then May said, Joe, I'm pregnant. Joe, put a meter bed. As if you didn't hear. What did you say? I said, I am pregnant. Oh, stop that. What sort of joke is that? That's what sort of joke is that. Stop and let's eat. Oh, Joe, it's true. I'm pregnant. Please. Joe, let me show you the laboratory results. Joe got the laboratory results. Hair! 3 months! So Joe said, now he didn't say shoot me. He didn't say that. Who did this? What happened? Then, the most upset most absurd answer you can ever get in life. Who did this? Joe, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Impregnated you. You. Wicked woman. Bad woman. You told me you were virgin. Not knowing that when I sleep, when I go, you go and say, take your aid and do what up. Pay for the food. Pay for the food. Pay for the food. Pay for the food. And Joe got up and said, don't call me a look. Look at my phone. I am blocking your number from my phone. I'm deleting your name from the phone. Don't ever call me again. Oh, honey. Oh, Joe, listen to me. Let me. Oh, Joe, I beg you, it's true. Joe is the Holy Spirit. But what Holy Spirit? When did he come? At what time did you go and have the sex with the Holy Spirit? What time? Oh, Joe, I don't know the time. But it's the Holy Spirit. Hey! What? It's the Holy Spirit? The first is, who is called Holy Spirit in town?
who is God? Is it like somebody is called Holy Spirit? Where does he live? You are talking about the Holy Spirit of God. What sort of life is this? Have you seen this world? Your beloved says she's pregnant. Even your wife says she's pregnant. At certain time you can be confused. How much more your beloved? Even your wife says that you can be confused. How much more your beloved you haven't done anything with before? She's pregnant. Eh? This one there, Bishop Majiedis. And you call yourself virgin. You have been walking around doing all these type of things. And when you come to church, you can make your faces like this. Bad girl! Bad girl! But listen to verse 20. But while he taught on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. In a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary thy wife. Hey! Now, even God started by saying, fear not. Is it a fearful thing to marry somebody who you haven't had to say, I'm pregnant? It's a fearful thing. That's why even the angel had to start and say, fear not. Fear not. To take Mary as thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Immediately light has come. In the midst of a difficult situation, to take a decision for life, a decision that has saved up her. Look, if you marry your wife, you get it, or you marry a woman, and then you get to know, you get it, that some things happened that you didn't know, you won't sleep. You'll be disturbed like the brother. It wasn't easy for the brother at all. How much more this? But when light came, so you can imagine everybody around what the person will say about the man. He is this. He is divorced. She is this. She has one child. She has this. But for all you know, that's the direction of God. So it's difficult to accept, but God is saying that. Accept it. Light just came. Hey. So when the Spirit speaks to you, he will show you difficult things to accept. Jesus had light for his life. That's why he accepted to die on the cross. You know, he could have done something about it. When he was attacked in the garden, the Bible says that Simon even could. Can you imagine? Simon alone drew his sword and cut off one ear. If he had given them permission, and what it meant that as they were going, they had swords on them actually. So where did he get a sword from? So as they were going, they had sword. I mean, I don't know what Peter was thinking about. He had a sword on him. Maybe some animal attacked them. He alone cut the ear like that. You don't cut the hair like that. But Jesus said unto Peter, put up thy sword unto thy sheath. The cup which my father had given me, shall I not drink it? In other words, this is the direction I've received from God. And because God says, God has told me to do it, I have to accept and do it. I have to accept and do it. And that's the direction that God has given to you. That's the direction that God has given. So we need to know the direction of God for our life. We need to know God's direction for our life. To accept
certain things, because ordinarily we will not accept certain things. One day a husband and wife were fighting. You see that the woman is angry and the man is also an angered. And everybody was angry. And I said, I gave them light. I said, look, all of you are right. But let's all behave like Jesus. He hadn't done anything wrong. And yet they killed him. So why don't you also behave like that? I gave them light. But one of them will not listen. See, I prefer my darkness. And they are headed to a place that I can't even want to, I don't even want to talk about. Amen. For Joseph to accept Mary, it meant that something higher had come. When I was even with my beloved, a certain boy. One day she called me and told me that a certain boy had visited her. And then he gave her a chain. How I got annoyed. That day I told her that take the chain and try to win. She was not the spin. I said, no. Do you know what it means? Give it a chain. Can you imagine if she had come and said that? Israel, I am pregnant. By who? When we're working in the world, I don't know something. I know it jumped. I don't know where it passed. And by the time I'm going to choose my egg and I'm pregnant. What kind of bull story is this? What kind of bull story is this? It been changed. I said, sure. And that the guy had expressed interest in her before. I said, yeah! That is why she understood that God is a jealous God. God is a jealous God. Yeah. And every man is made in the image of God. She quickly disposed of the chain. So Joseph really heard from God directions for life. Let the oil what? Burn! Let the oil burn for your light. Oil for light. Hallelujah. For him to do that, he needed light to forgive. You see, sometimes light is what brings forgiveness. When you have light, you have to be able to forgive people. So he had to now learn to forgive. Even though the Holy Ghost has said this, it's a process. And some of us, you see, we cannot walk in love, we cannot walk in forgiveness because we don't have light. The spirit of forgiveness, the spirit of God is not with us. That's when you are angry, no one can talk to you. When you are angry, when you say, me, I'm one plug. When I plug means when I plug. No one can unplug me. Hey! I'm one plug. Are you a generator? Look, if you see people who can, and that's what I told a couple, I said, look, what you are telling me, I can bet you there's no solution. The only solution is to be like Jesus, in that he had done no evil. He has done, and yet he took on him our iniquities and our sins. And the very people who were killing him were the people he had come to help. So the more they were killing him, the more he was rather helping them all. And they were killing him. They were killing him. Jesus didn't see anything because the light for his life was to die for us. And the light for our life is to forgive, so that we shall also be forgiven. It's when your oil is low and it's all burning, you cannot forgive easily. You hold on to things, and the things destroy your life and destroy your heart. Hallelujah. Let me say one more thing. Let me continue next week. Joseph received light to accept a second hand thing. Hey! You now, what you are going to take, you know that somebody has home use. Hey! It's Tonaton. Hey! Sometimes you are walking with your beloved and you see some area guy who used to run your beloved. Hey! And she told you, she has already told her, oh, I used to go out with it, I used to date this guy. You are the Holy Ghost. Direction has come that marry this person. You have to accept the second-hand thing like that. Hey! Whilst everyone is saying that man is a virgin. One brother was telling me that when they married, for 6 weeks, he couldn't do anything. So I asked him why. So it wasn't going. I said, oh. Meanwhile, another person said that when I went, per my experience, it is like a four-way motorway lane. Hey! He said even my head could even enter. Hey! And he said that of all the things, she didn't even do one like AJ, you're nothing, everything, nothing. Ah! This one, there's something in it. It wasn't easy. Four-lane motorway. But God says, accept! When light comes, when light comes, God says accept. Amen. True story. I said things are in this world. That's why you need light. Hallelujah. That's why you need light. When you have light, you will never be thirsty. You always be at a place that even when there is no water, because God led you through the wilderness, he can bring water out of stone. Hallelujah. So I said, I know a brother he got a beloved through road rage. Yeah. Road rage. Do you know road rage? As they were trying to overtake each other on the motorway and they ran about. Then the lady will not agree. Allow him. And then the man too want to put the car in. And the man was like, hey. I will let the woman pass me. The woman, I will let the man pass me. Throw their hands like that. So as they were throwing their hands, they were seeing their faces. Hey. So the man went somewhere. Lo and behold, the first thing he saw was this woman that they had this problem on, this traffic, whatever. Road rage. So, the man said, by the time they realized, they were getting married. Hey! You need light to accept something like that. Hey! You need light to accept something. I'm shy. He said, I'm shy. Because, you were the one. I'm the one. Then they became friends. Hey! Joseph accepted to be foolish because he had light. Look, they will call you a tok. Tok bele, fancy say tok bele. That you are going to marry a woman and the woman says, I'm pregnant. And you are going to tell, if you are a fan, you are going to tell your grandmother. And we are grandmothers are very powerful. Fancy grandmother. You go tell your grandmother that, grandma, be said I mean who no one know, but also Yin said, what did you make him? The man put them, they report them. Why you were doing it? Why should I say it? Why should I? Your mother, it's your grandmother who tell you, not your mother. Fancy grandmother is very powerful. When I went to tell my grandmother I was going, she took me to an interview. And when she got to know that my wife was an Adangbe, I said, hey. Krobonyi. Hey! It was easy for me. I had to pass the interview. Giving me history of this and that, oh grandma. Now that is a born again. Don't know, there's neither Jew nor Greek. Neither fancy. Look, you haven't seen some fancy women and some things they can do. Hey! Fancy women. Look, if you have your husband and your friend is a fancy woman, you better learn not to leave your husband alone to go with her. Like Jeanette, who says this everybody? You see that everybody has something. I didn't say that too. I didn't say that. My grandma who said it, she's also dead, so if you ask me, can go and see her. Hey! Joseph was willing to be foolish. They will tell you all manner of things for that decision you have taken. But you have received light. You have received light. I know a sister who has married. I can only see that it's the light of the oil, or oil for light, because I always see that there's something about the marriage that is good, even though it shouldn't be good. Do you get what I mean? Even though it shouldn't be good, but it's good. It's working. Something is making it work. Ordinarily, she shouldn't have even agreed. But something has made it to work. Hallelujah. So tonight, God has given us light. Hallelujah. Should I say one more? We should close. Hey! Okay. Let me just say one more. Next week we'll continue. Joseph received light to accept the purposes of God. You see, God had purpose that through Christ, the Christ will come. And the Christ will come and save the world. And how he will come is that he will come through a virgin. Man is bad. He didn't want any man to get involved in this. You get it? Man is bad. If a man had been involved in this, a rare man, by now he would still be getting royalties. By now he would still be paying money into his bank account. Yeah. He didn't involve any man. And the woman to realize that without that thing, she couldn't do anything, so she also had no say. So the purposes of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah says, Isaiah 14:26, that this is the purpose, that is purpose upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts had purposed, and who shall disannul it? It's when God purposes, you can't spoil it. And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? It is the purpose, it was the purposes of God that Mary shall conceive by the Holy Ghost. So no one could change it. Isaiah chapter 14:26-27. The purposes of God. Was it not God? Look at what God did. Was it not God who instructed Hosea to go and marry a prostitute? I mean, I cannot imagine that as I'm in church, one of my minister shepherds come, or one of my pastors come. He said, Bishop, I want to come and show you my beloved. And I said, who is your beloved? He said, my beloved, I was passing by Datus. And I saw her standing there. And the Lord said, you've been praying for beloved and praying for beloved and praying for beloved. This is your beloved. So the day she came, the beloved was wearing her thing like that. As I'm talking about, hey, he said, please, this is my pastor. Hey, what church do you go to? I don't go to church. I don't go anywhere. And the brother said, I said, how about you to come? Have you not heard that we shouldn't marry unbelievers? Whereby God says I should marry her. See, look at Hosea 1. Hosea 1, verse 2 to 5. He says that when the Lord first began speaking to Israel through Hosea, I'm reading for New Living Translation. When the Lord first began speaking to Israel through Hosea, he said to him, go and marry a prostitute, so that some of her children will be conceived in prostitution. Somebody says, I can't show you every day. You see, when the Lord first began speaking to Israel through Hosea, he said to him, and you are not married, go and marry a prostitute, so that some of her children will be conceived in prostitution. Listen to God, he said, this will illustrate how Israel had
has acted like a prostitute by turning against the Lord and worshiping other gods. So God was teaching a lesson by asking the prophet to go to Tartus to take one of the ladies. Do you see them in the night there? So Hosea married Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she became pregnant and gave Hosea a son. And the Lord said, name the child Jezreel, for I am about to punish King Jehu's dynasty to avenge the murders he committed at Jezreel. In fact, I will bring an end to Israel's independence. I will break its military power in the Jezreel Valley. So, purposes of God. Who would ever think of that? But if the Lord says, what can you do? The only thing you can say is that, Kishawa. I said, go and marry a prostitute in the church. And then when you come, the pastor must, so once Joseph was thinking, once the pastor was thinking about the God, he said, go and officiate the wedding. Make it a Sunday wedding. Hey! So the man, like you, the pastor, you should receive instructions from God. And some of you don't know that some of the things that pastors do, they are receive light from God. You may be sitting there saying, meow, 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 meow. But God said, do it. Let him do it. Hey. It's not easy. Go and marry a prostitute. And she married a prostitute. When they went home, I said that, when they came, I said, tell us about the moon. What moon? The prostitute, what moon? What is it? Just as the man was talking, he was going around. Shepherd may be that so called. No man may be near. No! In no man may be near, Shepherd may be near. You're watching them all. And when she married, she didn't stop. She was so in the night, she would go and get her, look, hey, me. Okay, be great. I'm going to the office and come. I'm going to my office and come. So you go. Then he said, come and pick me around 2 a.m. Around 2 a.m. the car said, pay, should be coming around. Hey dear, how are you? Then you see the car. Thank God says do it. But you have not received that instruction. You get it. Don't go and do something. Say, hey, as I slept yesterday, I had a vision. Don't bring yourself here in Jesus' name. Finally, it is not easy to receive prophetic words. But when the lights come, you receive prophecies and you accept it. Because one, verse 22, 23 says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Hallelujah. God has predicted by prophecies the things that are about to happen to you, but you need light to accept, so that you need to know that this is in fulfillment of prophecy. This is in fulfillment of prophecy. You need a certain understanding why this is happening, and then you accept it. For light will come into your heart. So, wow, it was good that this happened, so that this will also come to pass. It was good. So may God give you oil for light. May the anointing of God fall on you, so that you shall always receive oil for your life. Just begin to pray in tongues. Just begin to pray in tongues. Just receive oil. Receive direction.
It is going to come in a vision. It's going to come in a dream. It's going to come through the preaching. It's going to come through an encounter you have with somebody. But it will bring light. It will bring light. Light will make you accept things that you ordinarily not accept. Light will let you do things you ordinarily not do. Go to places you ordinarily not go. But when you walk in the light, as Christ is the light, you will never fall. You will never stumble. You will never stumble. Oh Lord, fresh oil. Fresh oil for our light. Fresh oil for direction. Fresh oil for direction. Fresh oil, Lord. You need direction in your marriage. You need direction in your business. Decisions that you are making. Oh, some of you are rejecting some decisions you should make, and you are rejecting your future forever. Oh yes. Say, Lord, I need fresh oil for my life.
Bring down
in that situation, but life is coming. Life is coming. Direction is coming. You just say, you do this, see this person, go to this place, say this thing, don't go to this place, don't do this thing, marry this person, don't marry this person. That will be that light, that will be your life forever in the name of Jesus. Oh, fresh oil for life, Lord. Fresh oil for life. Go to the Sutabra Kama Shakatabara Shakatabara. Where the oil is not burning the way it should burn, the light is not
bright, light the way it should bright, and the fire is not burned the way it should burn. Receive oil for the light to burn. Oil. Oil is flowing. Flowing. In a dream. In a vision. In a trance. In certain circumstances, you are going to receive clear directions as to follow and in following the purposes and the plans of God for your life. Receive. It is no longer going to be difficult for you again. It is no longer going to be difficult for you again. Because you shall hear clearly what to do. You shall hear and see clearly where to go for that problem to be solved, for that need to be met. You shall hear God told Elijah, go here and I'll cause ravens to feed you. Go here. And then go to this place where he caused the widow to feed him. That is oil for light. For our business. For our lives. For future decisions. Even decisions as to what to do, where to work and where to go to. Receive that oil right now. In the name of Jesus. To deliver you from mistakes that will change your life forever. And that will affect you forever. To deliver you from it. Thank you. Thank you. It's coming. Yes, you see it coming.
I need fresh oil. Oh, you cover my life. With your beauty, rain down refreshing. I do from above. And I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain of worship. Make me more and more like Jesus. And I need fresh oil from you.
It has always been just a direction away.
Rain down refreshing.
And today you are going to see. You are not going to make any turn in your life without turning into the right way. You are not going to miss the way again. You are not going to miss your way again. Because the oil is burning. For your light to shine brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. For your way to become clearer and clearer and clearer. May the light take away every confusion from your mind. Every confusion. Sometimes it's even with sadness and with sorrow. But the light of the oil is going to take all those things for you so that you see your way clear. That I, the Lord, am the one who is directing you as to what you are doing in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil and for the oil for our lives in every aspect of our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's take our seat. Wow. When the Lord gives you directions, do it.